If your matcha whisk looks like this, but you want it to look more like this, you're gonna wanna watch this video. In this cleaning matcha whisk guide, we'll show you not only how to clean matcha whisk, but also how to maintain its shape and condition over time. Just follow these steps and you'll be able to keep your matcha whisk looking good as new, even years after you buy it. Later on in the video, we'll even show you how to get the staining out without damaging the delicate bristles of the whisk. So let's say you've just made a bowl of matcha. You might have some matcha stuck to your whisk and you're wondering the best way to get it off. The first thing you'll want to do is just swish it around in water. The only two things that should touch your matcha whisk are matcha and water. This means when you're making a matcha latte, don't use your bamboo whisk for mixing after you've added in the milk. The milk can soak into the wood, and this is the last thing you want when it comes to keeping your whisk clean. After you give your matcha whisk a quick swish in the water, you can put it away to dry off. You always want to make sure that your matcha whisk has been at least rinsed off before putting it away. But what about these stains that form in between the bristles of the matcha whisk? We'll show you how to get rid of those next. The thing that's going to be important here is that you don't want to be too rough with these bristles. Because they are so thin, they are incredibly fragile and you need to clean them carefully. Don't worry though, we'll show you how to clean matcha whisk without breaking those bristles. Just to be extra safe, make sure you soak your matcha whisk beforehand. When these bristles are wet, they are more pliable and less likely to break. This is a step we recommend when making matcha as well. Just soak the whisk for about 1 minute beforehand so these bristles don't break off as you are whisking. Next, take out an old toothbrush. I'm using this cheap one I got at a hotel. This brush will allow you to get in between the bristles and scrub out the stains without breaking anything. You'll see that as we scrub the bristles, the matcha whisk will get cleaner and cleaner, and the brush and water will get dirtier. This shows you that we're taking a lot of staining out of the whisk. After about 2 minutes of cleaning the matcha whisk, let's take a look at how the whisk looks. You can see the whisk looks a lot better. It went from this to this. We've talked about how to clean the matcha whisk and how to avoid breaking the bristles, but there is one thing worth mentioning, and that is maintaining the shape of your matcha whisk. You'll notice this brand new whisk has a really nice shape to it that gets wider as the bristles go out. This is the perfect shape for matcha whisking, but as the whisk gets older, the bristles tend to fall inward. The best way to fix this and maintain the shape of your whisk over time is to get a naoshi or bamboo whisk holder, and this is something that you can find on our website, neotees.com. When you're done with your whisk, just put it on this matcha whisk holder and it will maintain the perfect shape while you're not using it. This is almost like having a matcha whisk mold. If you don't have one of these matcha whisk holders, we recommend you keep the matcha whisk upright like this when you're not using it. If you just let it lay on its side, the bristles will collapse inward. If you balance the whisk on its bristles, this can also damage them. Just try to keep the matcha whisk clean, dry, and upright, and it should be ready for you the next time you use it. I hope you found this guide helpful when it comes to how to clean the matcha whisk. You should be able to keep your Cha Sen whisk clean and shapely for years to come. If you really just want to get a brand new whisk, you can help support this channel by going to neotees.com and picking up a bamboo matcha whisk, and make sure to grab some of our excellent quality matcha tea while you're at it. Until then, we'll see you next time.